You're listening to BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borge.
You most certainly are. I am indeed OJ Borge. This is indeed BFBS Esports Live. We're back. It's amazing. Excited to be here. Can't believe we've got a second series. The difficult second album. The next one, of course, will be the experimental album. And it's great to be chatting BFBS, celebrating esports and the forces. And you know, I cannot wait to speak to you, as many of you as possible. That's what we want to do in this second series. Speak to as many people as possible. And also, maybe, just maybe, play some games against you as well. We'll be bringing you the latest in esports news, all the info from competitions, and talking to you about the games you're playing, who's top of the league, and of course, what esports means to you while serving. And trying to see which of the forces is currently on top, which we like. I like that inter-force competitiveness. First, though, as we're going to bring you music as well, here is Maybe Tomorrow by the Stereophonics on BFBS, the Forces Station. That's the Stereophonics and Maybe Tomorrow here on BFBS. I'm OJ Borge, bringing you Esports Live. To let you know, if you want to get in touch, which we'd love you to get in touch, we're now on YouTube as well. You can find us bfbs.com/esportslive. We are BFBS Radio on Facebook, at BFBS Creative on YouTube, our new broadcasting platform. And this is BFBS on Twitch if you want to find us there. And let us chat to our first guest of this second series. And the UK teams brought back both of the wins, the RAF for Code Bowl itself and the Royal Navy for the Warzone Mobile Tournament. And I'm joined now by AS1 Jamie Griffith, captain of the RAF team who took the lead at Code Bowl, who goes by the name what, Jamie?
Unknown JWG in-game.
Yeah, and I always love to know where the names come from. Why Unknown JWG?
JWG is my initials, so that's easy enough. And Unknown, I don't really know, to be honest. I think
it is Unknown.
As I was coming up, I wasn't really known, so that's where that came from.
Yeah. So how long have you played Call of Duty for?
I've actually played Call of Duty since Call of Duty 3. So I'm 22. I've probably played it about 16 years.
It's one of those games. I remember saying for a while, it ruined gaming for me because I put so much time into it. Every time a new game came out, I'd look at it and then just go straight back to Call of Duty.
I was the exact same. Yeah. The only two games that I really give any time to is Call of Duty and then FIFA.
Yeah.
I played Fortnite when that was big, but I didn't last too long on that.
Always back to your first love. Which is the best Call of Duty out of all the titles?
Black Ops 2. Hands down, Black Ops 2. Nothing will ever beat it, yeah. I really did enjoy Advanced Warfare, but I think that was because it was a change. It was a big change with the jetpacks and stuff, but Black Ops 2 always.
I think a lot of this, the Call of Duty you love depends on the time of your life as well, where you're at, when you started playing it. For me, it was the Modern Warfare. It's like Modern Warfare 2. I remember I was so into it, and all my mates were playing online. I was at nights out, friends' birthdays, and they'd like text me and go, listen, we're about to go online, and I'd make an excuse and go home. That's how I got at one point. It's crazy. Anyway, listen, let's talk about Code Bowl. What was it like as a tournament to take part in?
It was unbelievable. So as I say, I've played competitive Call of Duty for years, even before I joined the RAF. So I've always watched the big competitive events. So to be there and to be on the main stage and have people watching, it was unbelievable.
What's the pressure like? Because, you know, we can all play well in our own rooms, in our bedrooms. When you're actually on a stage and there's people watching in the crowd, you know, people are watching streamed. What is the pressure like?
It's intense, to be honest. I think because we were representing the RAF and because of what the tournament was for, the Call of Duty Endowment Bowl, I think there was a little less pressure than there would be if we was playing for a massive cash prize, for example. But it still definitely gets you when you're in front of the big crowd.
Were you? I mean, I've seen how good you are. Were you that good from the first moment of the tournament, or did you have to ease in?
No, so we had a very as a team and as a service, we had a very slow start because there was a couple of disconnects. So it was definitely very frustrating, and because we couldn't play to our actual ability, but we got it going. We got it going. We always have.
How did the other forces do?
They did really well, to be honest. The Army actually won the final game, and because they won the final game, that actually put us in the lead. So they did us a massive favour there. The Royal Navy, I'm not sure how they did. But obviously the two RAF teams, they did really good, as each other, which meant that as a combined score, we topped the leaderboard.
So it was a combined score, so there wasn't competitiveness with the other RAF team?
So we were split into, there was four service people playing, each with an influencer on the team, so split into two trios, and the combined score of both teams was put together, and that was the actual leaderboard score. So, yeah, there was an aspect of a few games there where we'd run into our other RAF team and we had to make a decision. Do we eliminate them or do we leave them, allow them to get more points, and then we play both together?
This is a question I've asked quite a bit over the first series, but with your training, with your military training, with being part of the RAF, do you think there's anything in that that helps you when you are playing professional esports?
Definitely, you know, things like teamwork, communication, hand-eye coordination, for example, especially that's job dependent, of course. But in terms of the actual battlefield and stuff in game, not really.
Who was the biggest competitor you had to face? Who was the biggest competition at the entire event?
Definitely the US Space Force.
Yeah.
Definitely the US Space Force, yeah.
Well, see, it's interesting, isn't it? Is there much competition between the UK and the US forces? So obviously, we're going to talk about Code Bowl in a bit and what the code and the endowment means. But how much of a rivalry is it when you're taking on the Americans?
So, of course, it's a competition, and I have no doubt that everybody's massively competitive, even myself. So to play against them in-game, there's a massive rivalry, but outside of it, not really. Like, when we went over to America, we was out in the bar drinking with all those guys, getting to know them. But, you know, it's a lot different when you're actually in-game and everyone's trying to win.
Yeah. Are you a bad loser?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I've got more questions for you. Stay there for me, please, Jamie. Let's play another song. Let's play the new track from Noel Gallagher on BFBS. This is We're On Our Way Now.
Remember what might have been, had I walked you home, I said I see. Living the dream, but when the morning comes, you're gonna meet your maker. Good luck in the afterlife. I hear the morning sun doesn't cast no shadow. You chose to drift away, but look at you now.
Noly G here on BFBS. This is Esports Live. I've still got Jamie Griffith with me from the RAF. Who is where in the world right now? Are you allowed to tell us, Jamie?
I am in Oxfordshire right now.
All right, on base. And we were talking about the Code Bowl and the Code Bowl win. What's the trophy like?
The trophy is beautiful, really. It's quite big. We had to put it in its own special case and fly, obviously put it on the plane. That made the airport run a little bit slower than you'd expect. But
who's
yeah,
got
it's
it?
A really nice trophy. Our previous captain has currently got it because he wasn't able to go over to America. So we thought it was a nice token to take it to him.
Yeah. For how long though? When did you get it back?
I'm not sure, to be honest. we keep that until the next COVID bowl, but I'm sure we'll all have stints of where we have it in our room.
You need to have on a timeshare, pride of place in the back of shot. So let's talk about Code Bowl, because the Code Bowl is Call of Duty Endowment. And I didn't realise until I looked it up before we chatted here, how important the endowment is and where the whole code thing comes from. So what is the endowment?
So the endowment is Activision's charity. That aims to put veterans, both US and UK forces, back into work when they leave the service. So a really, really good cause.
So when you're taking part in something like this, you know, not only are you competing, not only is it something you're doing currently, you're also helping people who have served beforehand, veterans.
100%. That's why it's such a good cause, and that's why it's so important that we do these things to raise massive awareness for those guys and
when
girls.
When were you first aware of the endowment?
Years ago. So as I say, because I've played Call of Duty so long, even before Code Bowl and the military itself, I was aware of it because you see it on Twitter and they advertise it really well themselves, Activision. So a few years I've been aware of it.
Yeah. When you were over in America, when you were taking part in the Code Bowl, now I've been a Call of Duty fan, as we said before, for years and years and years. Who were the big names who were there?
So because it was merged with the CDL Major, you had all of the professional players that were getting about the event. And then you, of course, got the influencers that played alongside us in the Warzone tournament. So the likes of Huskers and Swag, probably the most notable names. And then on the CDL side, you've got Skump and all those guys. So it was really good to see everyone.
I mean, they're outrageous players, aren't they?
Unbelievable, yeah.
How long? I mean, obviously, you want to take this further. Will you get to play some of the big teams from the COD League?
No, because I think, obviously, Warzone and CDL multiplayer itself is so drastically different, and the skill gap there is massive. So, I mean, it would be nice to play against those guys, but I don't think it would be very competitive.
Yeah, how long? How do you reckon you'd do?
I'd like to do well, but realistically, I don't think so.
Jamie, it's been great to chat. What's next for you and the RAF team after this win?
Hopefully more big tournaments. Due to the win and the exposure that it had for both the RAF and the UK military as a whole, hopefully we'll get a lot more opportunities to go overseas and around the country playing. And I'll just keep doing my thing.
Keep doing what you're doing. And how important has esports been to you while you've been serving?
Massively. As I say, I've played it for so many years now, so to come into the service, and I know it helps a lot of people because the service can be quite quite lonely at times. You're away from your family and stuff like that. So to have that community online, it's massive.
Were you aware of an esports community before you signed up?
No.
So it's a wonderful thing that you signed up, and then what you did before was part of the service.
Yeah, absolutely. I was very lucky. I didn't go looking for it. It was an advertisement that came across my desk, and I thought, oh, I'll look into this. I looked into it. I started playing with the guys, and then here I am.
So if somebody's watching or listening to this right now who fancies joining up?
Please, if you're at a station, when you get to your station, speak to your line managers, mention the esports organizations. They will point you in the right direction, hopefully, and then you'll be able to find your specific game lead and then get involved.
Jamie, it's been a pleasure. Before we started chatting, I tried to convince you that DMZ, which is the new mode in Call of Duty, is the greatest thing ever. So at some point, maybe let's do a few drops together.
Absolutely. I'm down for it. Thank you.
Cheers. Jamie Griffiths there, who goes by the name of Unknown JWG, captain of the RAF team who took the lead at the Code Bowl. Thank you to him. Let's play some more music now on BFBS.
Yeah!
Yes, Esports Live, you're listening to with me, OJ Borge, celebrating Forces Gaming, which we just did with Jamie Griffith. And it was nice to chat to him as well. And the idea that I've asked him to team up with me on DMZ. I don't know why I do this, because I would never be able to be a pro esports player. In my bedroom, I can be great. As soon as there's any pressure or I play with someone new, I fall apart. I find I end up, because I use a controller, I end up with sweaty thumbs, and I have to constantly rub my thumbs down my top when I'm playing, because my thumbs slip off the thumbsticks. But thank you so much for listening to this on BFBS. Thank you so much as well if you've been watching us as well. Now, if you aren't yet, let me tell you how you can do it. BFBS.com/esportslive. BFBS Radio on Facebook. If you're on Twitch, we are on Twitch, of course. This is BFBS. But what is wonderful is we have a new platform. I like to think we're expanding our portfolio. So if YouTube is the way you watch most stuff, you will now be able to find us on YouTube at BFBS Creative is the way to do that. And what we're going to do over this second series, as I mentioned at the top, we are hopefully going to get some challenges in place. He says, after doing the big rant about how crap he is when it comes to pressure, but hopefully I'm going to take on people from the Army, from the Air Force, and from the Navy in games. And we're going to look throughout this series to hopefully get you involved as well. So if you fancy taking us on, being part of whatever tournament we run as the show goes out live, then please do get in touch. BFBS.com/esportslive is the way to do it. So let's play one more song. I think we should do that. And we'll play some Florence and the Machine. This is Dog Days Are Over, because they are.
And wash
And there you go. We are done. Stick a fork in us because we're cooked, I think is the phrase. Anyway, thank you for listening to BFBS Esports Live on the Forces Station. It's all we've got time for. Thanks for listening. A special thanks to AS1 Jamie Griffith. And once again, a huge congrats to the RAF team who took the win at Code Bowl, which is, when you talk about Call of Duty endowment, I mean, it's a wonderful thing that happens. And the fact that there's a tournament and a great trophy that the RAF have taken home, then that is all good. I'm OJ Borge. Thank you for listening and watching this special esports live show for BFBS. We'll see you same time, same place next week.
BFBS, the Forces Station.